All right. I'd like to call the May 9th Meeting of Ways and Means to order. Can I get approval for the minutes of April 11th and April 18th special meeting?
I'll move it.
Second.
May 26th, sorry. Second?
Second.
Board of Health's discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I'm going to take a couple out of order. I'm going to go first. Resolution 293, which is number 70. Amended the 2023-2028 Capital Improvement Program, establishing a capital project number 670 for the Ulster County Sheriff's Office Bearcat G3. Sheriff, would you like to speak? Are you getting a motion for it?
I'll move it.
Second.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for having me speak briefly about the importance of this piece of equipment. Just this morning, I was at a change of command at the Coast Guard. We don't realize the importance of the Hudson River and what it brings for all of us. Fortunately, we are in the water business, and we've seen what's been going on around the country and around the world regarding weapons. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had a bunch of weapons that were turned in, including 15 assault weapons. So, the importance of moving from an old, antiquated MRAP, which is really for the military, and the cost associated with that, it's time to move on from that to get something that's more civilian suited for law enforcement. I want to turn it over for 1 minute the Chief of KD to explain what happened in 2015. Chief.
My name is Robert Casey. I'm the Chief of the Falls PD. So I appreciate you taking the time to give me the rescue vehicle resolution. My understanding is one of the factors in acquiring the MRAP in 2000 was an incident in New Falls in 2015. We had an individual who was barricaded in a home on 32 South. Who was firing a weapon not from an assault rifle, just a regular hunting rifle, at myself and other officers for several hours. And it took over 3 hours to get the New York State Police Armored Rescue Vehicle up and operational so that we could evacuate law enforcement members as well as civilians who were under fire. We had officers that were pinned down under behind vehicles and had to stay there for an extended duration of time. The armored rescue vehicles were used to evacuate residents in nearby homes. And as I said, the initial responding law enforcement personnel would have been pinned down. And this wasn't an individual that had an assault rifle. He had a hunting rifle, but powerful enough that it would cut through any body armor. It would cut through cars. And so, you know, I look at this as a valuable tool. And you know, I'm here to support the sheriff, and I hope that you will pass this resolution so that this vehicle can be obtained.
Thank you, Chief. I really appreciate it. I also brought the emergency response team commander that can answer any specific questions in reference to both vehicles. And that's Lieutenant Joe Suda. And I know there were a few questions.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me. Just to piggyback on what the chief and the sheriff had also said is that this vehicle is not only used for the sheriff's office, but it's an asset to every municipality, every jurisdiction here in Ulster County, and supports every critical incident in Ulster County. I pride the men and women for the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, and especially the emergency response team, that we are a life-saving organization, and this is a rescue vehicle. It's a communication platform, and it's also a vehicle that can be used for psychological impact to take a critical incident and de-escalate it down into nonviolence. If there's any questions that anyone has specifically into the differences between an MRAP and the Bearcat and why we're choosing and saying that the Bearcat is a better fit for law enforcement and the community, I can answer those questions now. As many of you may know, is that the MRAP was designed to be used in Iraq, Afghanistan for the war on terror. And quite frankly, here it's not really well suited to be operated on public highways, roads, and residential areas, primarily because of the weight. The weight of the MRAP is approximately one that we have is about 18 tons, so that's 36,000 pounds. A Bearcat is half of that. With that weight restriction, we are limited on driveways, bridges that we travel over where we could unintentionally cause damage to. There is a high rollover risk with its weight, and the way that vehicle is designed. the Bearcat is eliminates all those risks. Does anyone have any questions?
Chair Breakdown?
I got the answer, but I'm going to ask it just so it's on the record, because it was asked at an earlier meeting, and that's if there are any additional costs, such as radios, et cetera, if that's all inclusive in this price that we see.
So, there is the cost that is included. It's a line by line item of the cost of each individual production of the of the Bearcat, and so it's called a radio prep package. Is the line item mm-hmm. that they have listed in there, and what that is, that's for ease of having NICOMCO come and transfer the radio out of the MRAP and into the Bearcat.
So there's no new cost other than what we see on the page in the package, because you'll use existing technology.
We're going to use the existing radios.
Okay. And then the other question that I just wanted to confirm is, if for some reason this weren't approved, my understanding, or I heard that if this weren't approved, you would be forced to, you would keep the MRAP and keep it on the road, which has, you know, environmental
yes,
and...
Sure. We have a responsibility. In this county, of course, we'd love the updated systems of the new vehicle, the armored rescue vehicle. You know, we look around and we see armored vehicles moving money all the time.
Right.
Yet we've used this MRAP 60 times since actually that was the last 5 years. So it is used a lot. There is a purpose for it. Barricaded subjects. And one, you know, we'll never know what would occur here in the future. We have to be prepared to protect our citizens. I would keep the MRAP if I cannot get this vehicle.
If I may, yeah. So I'm going to speak briefly on it tonight, and this may be one circumstance where I actually speak on the floor, which I don't normally do. The sheriff knows that this has been a tough one for me. I voted against taking the MRAP, which was a free vehicle at the time, and had strong feelings about the militarization of law enforcement. I'll save most of my comments for the floor, but I'm going to support this because I think the need to protect our law enforcement first and foremost, and also to respond to situations, unfortunately, which I wish wasn't the case. Like, in part, I'm supporting this in relation to what's happening in the world in terms of guns, the guns that people have in the public and are using them to shoot at law enforcement and citizens. So I will be supporting this on the floor and today.
Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried.
Sure, thank you.
All right, come back to the beginning. Resolution 486. Could I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I just want to advise the federal legislature that we will have the MRAP and a Bearcat from Sullivan County downstairs within the half hour if you want to come to a meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How long is it going to stay?
You have time.
It's going to stay until we pass the resolution.
All right, Resolution 486, stop the Austin County Information Service Policy.
Resolution 486, we're back to the top.
We're back to the top.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Kelly?
We are meeting tomorrow. Alan was on vacation last week. We're going to take the feedback that we got from Jared Gavaris and circulate a red line version to everybody. I do not anticipate, I think we should postpone for a month. So we can circulate the red line version.
Did you also receive the comptroller's comments?
I believe I did receive.
I did send them to Alan.
Oh, okay.
Bullet list. So,
okay.
And I'm happy to share them with you as well. It's
yeah,
everything
that's fine.
That we talked about during the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to postpone for 1 month.
I'll second it.
Second. Discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Period. Resolution 123. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? Especially Petit. This is yours.
No, we were waiting for feedback from the county attorney, from Deputy Kelton.
Sorry,
please.
Tiny brief.
You don't have that opinion yet.
Okay. We postpone.
It's in the hopper, but I don't have it yet.
Postpone for a week?
Okay, for a long week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll get a response.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
And if we don't, that's good news, right?
I will confirm, yeah. postpone for, make a motion to postpone for a week.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Resolution 199. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I have not had a chance to talk to my co-sponsor about this. I'd like to make a motion to postpone 1 week, which... I also have a call into the executive. I may come back to you. We may come back to you and ask for a slightly longer postponement, but if I could do the 1 week for right now.
Motion. Second.
Second.
Chris Will. Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 213. Have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Discussion.
Hopefully everyone's had a chance to look at this. We, Clark Feaster did a tremendous amount of work on it. I'm proud of the work that's there. We adopted many of the comments suggested by the comptroller's office, and we had a meeting on the subject today. So if anyone has any questions, otherwise, I'm hoping people will support you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Mr.
Thank you. Let me just get my questions out here.
Sure.
Okay. So, through Chair Gavaris to Chair Bartels, did you just say that you're more or less adopting what we saw here, the comptroller's version?
No, but we considered the comptroller's version and incorporated many of those suggestions into the amended version that you see in front of you now. And we met with the comptroller's office. You can go ahead and put them. We met with the comptroller's office to discuss those changes and anywhere we had a variance. And I believe that there's consensus. And that I don't want to speak for the comptroller.
We understand why certain recommendations were altered, but we're satisfied and we're pleased to see the percentages being moved up to something that is more in line with our historical averages. 5% just is not going to work for us. We've typically carried around a 15% fund balance. So we thought that was important. And also we're very, very pleased that it's looking across funds, including County Road and County Machinery. And we had suggested other funds, but we understand that Clerk Feaster examined the other funds and determined that there is no real property tax revenue allocated to those other funds, which alleviates our concern. So, you know, we're pleased to see the changes that are being made.
I haven't had a chance to review this yet, and if the answer to this question is just go read it and, you know, want to talk about it here, I totally appreciate that. But my biggest concern is the mechanism through which the county executive's office and the budget office provide a recommendation for how funds in excess of the threshold should be spent. Is that changed in this version?
Yeah. Well, to a certain extent, it's changed to the extent that there would no longer be a situation where executive requests would not, the legislature would not be aware of executive requests. There's this disclosure required, which in the current situation, and it doesn't speak exactly to what you're talking about, but in the current situation, the executive office can make these changes as a part of the budget process, and we, the legislature, aren't aware that those recommendations were being specifically and uniquely made. So, with the adoption of this, we would have clarity always on the suggested change.
Got it. But we still would not. They would still be able to act unilaterally, but without. But now they would be forced to inform us that they've acted.
No, they wouldn't be. They would not be able to act unilaterally. It would be through a budget amendment.
Okay.
But the budget historically has been a place where we, the legislature, actually effectuate changes, even changes against our own policy, sometimes unwittingly, because we're moving big things through budgets yes. without actually being aware of the detail. This would require that we'd be made aware of the detail. Is that, may I ask, is that adequate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so this has clarification for the budget process, exactly as Chairman Hill's detailed, and allows for recommendation during the budget process and specific disclosure of what that recommendation is.
Yeah, I see it's from the first sentence here, and I very much appreciate it.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
So carried.
Thank you to Clerk Feaster for all the work.
So, there a motion to block 217, 218, 219, 220, and 220?
No, 217 is the lowest. I think.
Yes. Okay. All right. 218.
217.
All right. 217. I'll move Resolution 217. Move the second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Block 218, 219, 220, and 221.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second the block.
Discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On the block. Motion?
Motion.
Second. Discussion, all those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to block 222 through 264.
So moved.
Second. Second.
Yep.
You're going to second it?
I'll second it. Can I second it? No, I can't second it.
Yeah, you shouldn't second it. Second. Discussion? Legislator Gale?
I would like to abstain from, I think it's 244.
Yeah.
Okay, 244.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. On the block with the extension of Legislator Gale 244. All those in favor of the motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Okay. 265. Resolution 265. Can I motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to block 266 through 269.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion towards the block.
So moved.
Second.
On the block, the question had come up, and I don't know if there was an answer of why there are no other school districts included. We're all school districts. I don't know how it's actually finished, but is there a reason that there's only four school districts?
It's just which school districts are able to provide the services or related services to students with special education, how the rest of the
Thank you.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 273. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Resolution 274. Can I have a motion?
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Oh, can I ask?
Yeah.
I don't have my notes in front of me on this one, but maybe Deputy Executive Contreras will. No, is this the resolution that also has to do with detox treatment services?
No,
something?
That was the prior.
Okay. May I ask about on the prior? Did we ever get clarity on the answers? And this isn't going to hold up. I'm fine with the yes, but again, I just want to raise the issue about the methadone clinics and the wait list and whether or not we have the geographic coverage or if we're still just working with one. So I just want to put it up there now. We don't have to take a ton of time. But
we're still just working with one.
We are. And is there a long wait list for services?
There is.
Okay. So maybe we can just, again, highlight this to see if there's some way we can address it. Again, not in this package, but
I mean, Ulster County got a grant from the state, a provider that applied to open a methadone clinic in Ulster County got a grant from the state, but they're looking for a location. They haven't been able to find one.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All those in favor, 274.
Aye.
Opposed? Was that 73?
No, 274. I'm going to recuse from 274. 275, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 276, I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 277, I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 278, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 285, our motion as presented. Moved. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Actually, I just have one question. There was just the question was raised, and I don't know if it was answered about the interconnectivity between our Department of Economic Development and this program, and if there was any reason why we weren't doing this internally. I don't know if anyone thought that.
Deputy County Executive Amanda Lavelle would have the answer. And
okay. You know, I'm okay. I'm okay with moving it, but okay. I'll reach out to her.
I did transmit the question.
Thank you. She may have answered it.
I think that the answer had to do with the hub. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes,
it
is.
Yeah. It was the specificity of the hub and their expertise in that arena.
Okay. Fabulous. Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 288. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Question?
So we'd had the question about the percentage of the admin fee and some math questions on this one, which I see that the math questions were amended. The one point that I would want to raise is, like, in addressing the math error, it seems like they just lowered direct assistance to the contractors rather than taking it out of any other line. Is there a reason for that?
To the best of my knowledge, of course, no change in the math, overall math. We're still looking at the same amount. It's just how it's presented. So it was presented as a relationship to RUPCO's total project delivery cost work and what's going to be direct payments to the contractors. The numbers didn't change, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, they did, though, if I may. The direct assistance to the contractors was listed as 1,275, and now it's 1,240. Initially, it had said 1,500,000 and 50.
Yeah, it was a math error on the 1.275. That changed, but you didn't come out. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying that was just an error,
yeah,
that it was never meant to be 1.275.
That's correct.
Okay.
I just want to speak to the form that some of the specific details that were here, because this was the budget amendment that I put forward in working with Legislator Corcoran in this during the budget process. The rate that we're paying for the administrative cost definitely gave me pause, as did the amount of oversight, the deep, deep level of oversight, which goes on pretty long way to explaining why the administrative burden is the way that it is. My personal feelings are that the administrative constraints should be lower so that it's easier for people to access the funds. However, reflecting on some of the questions that were shared by colleagues when the budget amendment was being considered, a lot of those questions were about how we ensure that the funds are being spent appropriately, how we ensure that the estimates are good, how we ensure that there's fiscal control, how we ensure that the affordability is maintained. So while I'm not enthusiastic about how deep the level of oversight is here, because I think it makes it harder to access the program, I actually think this addresses a lot of the issues that were brought up during the budget amendment process. So I actually am okay with it, even though my initial bias is that it should be less of an onerous stringency on the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll just say, you know, during the budget process, I know I brought this up about where it would be nice if the towns would share in this through their code enforcement and share in the oversight of this, but unfortunately, it would take a lot of coordination that this, while it is a large amount, it's also relatively a small amount considering the project that would take to do that. And that's really where it would be helpful, is having local court enforcement within their jurisdiction helping to oversee this. That would get more money into the end user rather than the administrative cost. Maybe next year. All right.
Support. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carry. 289. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
290. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Aye.
Thank you as well. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Resolution 291. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Roberts. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resolution 292. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
We're already at 293. Resolution 295. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Thank you.
In favor?
Aye.
Carried. 296. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
Second round. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Here now. 297. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second? Second. Mr. Grizzle, second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm a no.
Resolution 300. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay. 301. Can I have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second? Second.
Second.
Profits. All those in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Carried. 302.
No, I'm not doing this. I'll move it.
Second?
Excuse me. Flashbacks.
Discussion? Can you just tell us how long this has been going on, Chair Bartel?
I mean, I was elected in 2003, so 2004 we were dealing with this.
Yeah. It was still going when I came in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we, every 5-10 years, we're...
Like I said, when I clean out my files, I'm going to bring the courthouse file up. It's thick.
I did ask in a meeting, if I don't know if Director Goh can answer this, but would there be a possibility of any grant funds out there? Is it a historic building? I don't want to get into a whole huge thing, but is there any way we can get some money from people?
There's always a possibility of grant funds. I mean, that's for historic buildings and courthouses. There's always that possibility.
Right. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Carried. 304. Can I have a motion?
Got it.
Second.
Second. Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 306. Can I have a motion?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? Carried. 307. Can I have a motion?
Got it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Carried. 312. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? 313 has presented before you.
Move it.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Second. Discussion?
I think this is great.
Yeah, you too.
Wait, we're on 313?
313.
Yes, I think this is great, too. The question that came up was about whether or not the fees are shared with films, and we didn't get an answer, right?
We don't share. The question
we
was,
don't now.
No, the question really was about whether it included
whether
the fees for those tests that are for towns and whatever.
And they pay for
it. And they avoid it is. So
when we administer a test for a town?
We collect the fee. We're the administrator, so we collect the fee all together. They're not, they don't have a role.
They have no role. Okay, all right.
The civil administrator.
Yeah.
Can I ask, was there a change to this that we're seeing it?
It's
last resolved there?
No, so it's the to show the actual budget move from the
perfect
fund balance.
Perfect.
So it's formalized.
Thank you.
So you can see it. I'll just comment that I think that this is, it seems like the reason why we're being questioned is it seems like such a super low number, only $7,600. So that's why it's hard to believe that this is all of those exams in one. I guess it would be really good to see what impact this has
It's a portion of the year, though.
Yeah, yeah, but even still, I still
it's not
think
that high,
it,
right?
Yeah, I think it's.
Well, what's their fees? $25, $30 a test?
It's $20
a test.
Yeah, I guess I'm just. I guess I assume more people were taking those tests because I always hear people telling me they're taking, but I guess that's part of the reason why we're doing this. So
your bigger recruiting classes come from like your COs and different titles that are not showing. They're not being tested.
Oh.
When you have fuller employment, you're going to have lower amounts of people taking tests, and we're still at not full, but we're at a more full employment picture, so we're not attracting it.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, there are some openings with no people on the list.
Yes.
Yeah. That haven't taken a test and don't want to take a test, including county employees who could be promoted in. Right.
Okay.
I just was going to reiterate the request that we actually get this made very public and use it as a part of a campaign to hopefully attract people to come take the test. Thank you.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye. 314.
Do you have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
There are amendments before us?
Sorry, as before. Discussion? Does this use time?
So there's one amendment that I'm requesting that's presented to you on the separate sheet here, just the page that's being amended regarding the inclusion of salary information on all contracts and the language. So our legislature, we last year passed a resolution to require that the procurement manual be updated to include such information. The county executives team and the procurement purchasing department put forward a change that would that took a step in that direction. I felt it wasn't specific enough about making the information be included in the actual contracts as opposed to just being submitted to the clerk. And I think it's very important that we see those salary tables when we are reviewing contracts. I wanted to make clear the language is intended to make it compulsory to include the language in the contract, not just a file with the clerk. So that's the update here, and I shared this with the county executives team, and I believe they're in support of it.
Sorry. So I reviewed its resolution 288 of 2022, and I believe the change being put forth is consistent with that, and I think requiring it on the front end is a more rational way of pursuing that. So we're working on a template. Ed Jordan and his team, we're just looking to digitize it, so for efficiency, that's it. But we're rolling in that direction now.
Yeah, in support of Deputy Majority Leader Uchitel's proposed change, but I also just want to note and thank the executive offices and the Department of Purchasing for bringing forward this document. It's really, contained within it are a lot of really exciting advances, particularly as it relates to the environment. So I was really happy to sponsor it, and I'm looking forward to having it passed.
Favor?
Aye. Okay. And just to be clear, as presented.
Yeah.
Yes.
Resolution 215. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Resolution 316. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 317. Can I have a motion?
Move it.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 318. Is there a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Second, Roberts. Discussion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. 319. Is there a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And League Resolution 320. Is there a motion? Second.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Chairman, can we just go back to 319 for a moment? I just wanted to let everyone know that we anticipate having the county college budget ahead of schedule this year, a couple of weeks prior to the next committee meeting. So when we get that, I'll have it distributed to the legislature to take a look at.
Can I just say, related to that, I take umbrage with the fact that years ago you guys used to get a nice meal when you walked in the door and beverages, and yet this is 3 years plus in, and I've never seen even a pitcher of water. I just needed to bring that up.
Second that.
Yeah. I heard all these elaborate stories of how there was this buffet of food that it was like people were serving. It was very grandiose.
Right.
COVID. We haven't seen anything.
Blame it on
COVID.
That's when government was government.
Yeah.
So I want to thank Legislator Cahill for working on getting that information sooner. That 2 weeks is really valuable. There were years where we would get it on the night of, basically, and that was very challenging. And then also, I just wanted to offer the historical perspective in terms of the meals that back in the day. The Economic Development Committee met at the college, and every committee meeting there was a hot meal.
Everybody won.
So,
all right.
There you go.
All right, so upcoming resolutions.
On that committee.
Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you very much. As you know, I alerted the legislature that the county has not filed the annual update report with the Office of State Comptroller. I'm looking for the Finance Department. We have met with the executive team, and we understand that they are putting together the resources necessary to make those filings. And I also wanted to assure you that we have discussions with the State Comptroller. They understood the changes that were going on here and the reasons for the delay. There's no punitive act that will be taken against the county, so I wanted to assure you that. But we do have really important error reduction journal entries that have not been made so far this year to close out 2022. Those include bond refinancings, receipt of transactions, our deferred tax calculations, workers' comp, OPEB liabilities, that's other post-employment liabilities, so health care for retirees, and adjustments to the K&W fund, among others. So you're going to see wide swings in terms of what we see at the end of 22 now compared to when these adjusting journal entries are made. We did actually have an audit committee meeting earlier today, so I know some of you were there, and the auditors are also aware of the delays, and it should not impact the audit timeline, so that's a good thing. With respect to the Ulster County Charter Revision Commission, we understand that some of their that their work may be take longer than necessary. Their work may take longer than is necessary to get amendments to the charter on the ballot this year. We will probably be seeking to move a package of changes through the legislature to change the charter with respect to some transparency and accountability items. Some of you we've shared that list of changes with. We're going to sit down with the chair next week. We sent them to the executive. Our goal is to identify a series of non-controversial changes that both sides of the Six Four can agree on. But I will tell you right now, the main thing that we are concerned with is the tasks and the responsibility to perform bank reconciliations. Obviously, any change that is made to the charter would not take effect until 2024, so this will be, hopefully, the Finance Department will be fully staffed by that period of time. But we have determined that it is a threat to our independence. We are regularly making recommendations on adjusting journal entries in adjusting journal entries for bank reconciliations, and then we are supposed to audit our work. So we have concerns about that, and we're going to be moving forward with the package. With respect to audits, we're currently auditing solar pilot implementation, and we are in the midst of our risk assessment process, so a number of departments and agencies are still replying to that. With regard to investigation work, with regard to finance, we're currently working with state and local law enforcement investigative partners to review the work in the Finance Department. I really cannot give you more detail than that at this time, but just know that work is ongoing. And then I wanted to speak to one last issue, which is access to documents and files. We have found the Metzger administration to be very forthcoming with access to documents and files. The New World Financial System, we still have a number of things that are difficult for us to access. We are working with finance and the executive on those items. And I promise you, I will be back here begging for a resolution if I feel like it's a problem. We think we can get through these. So I just want to assure you that we will come to you for help if we really feel like we need it. Right now we're working well with the executive team, and I'm hoping that we're going to be able to push our way through all those access issues And I was speaking with Chair Gavaris before this meeting and sort of showing him just how much detail there is to access to the modules and processes in New World. It's not one button that can be flipped. And then I also want to just note that, you know, the real property, the delinquent real property tax system that you set aside a significant amount of resources for us to upgrade, the finance upgrade, has been, is coming online. It's not operational yet, but there's some training on it, and we were very appreciative that Interim Commissioner Ken Juris invited our team to go to the training. I can tell you that is a completely different mindset. To invite the comptroller's office to attend a training on the software that we'll have to be auditing, that is a new and different tone. So we appreciate that, and I wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
Through the chair, through the chair to controller. So, on some of the charter revision things that you're suggesting, are any of those restoring things that were taken out in the last charter revision, or all new items that you're doing?
They're all sort of what we would say just firming up responsibilities. I'm going to give you a perfect example, Legislator Cahill. The charter actually doesn't say that the comptroller has the authority to audit revenues. It's like a word that's left out. It's implied in the charter, but it doesn't say it explicitly, and that's been a problem for us in the past, especially if we feel like we need to bring a subpoena to gather documents. It'd be hard to enforce that subpoena without that language. Bank reconciliations does speak to the 2012 amendments that were made, because in 2012, there were a number of accounting functions that were removed from the comptroller's office and brought over to finance. This bank reconciliation was left in the comptroller's office, and I think that's why the poor legislature has seen finance and the comptroller fighting year after year about bank reconciliations, because it really should be done in the shop that handles the accounting. And so it was left in the comptroller's office. We take the position it should have been moved at that time. Yeah. We will still review, of course, those bank reconciliations, and we would, you know, continue in that function.
But you don't have to do the dirty work anymore.
Well, the bottom line is it takes a number of days for senior auditors to do it, but the bigger problem is that we don't have access to the books and records, and we don't actually get the bank statements don't come to us. So we spend a lot of time asking for the statements and then asking for the materials that are the backup. We will be working with the administration and with the finance department to sort of present you guys something that we hope is in agreement.
Well, you shouldn't be auditing records that you're reconciling.
Exactly.
Plus, I think it would go quicker if the finance department, they have all the records in front of them, so then it would probably speed up the process overall.
So, I mean, our office does bank reconciliations anyway at this point.
I believe
our
that.
Work.
Good. I'm glad to hear there's a new level of cooperation.
Absolutely.
That. Thank you.
Anything else anybody has? No. Record setting meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like 100 resolutions.
Yes.